The combination of farm and distillery gives Whiskey Acres in DeKalb a special designation. It's an estate distillery. Nick Nagley is one of the operators.
You know, there's probably 1,400 to 1,500 operational distilleries out there. I would say there's no more than a couple dozen that are truly a seed-to-spirit place like we are.
That last thing is what really sets Whiskey Acres apart from the other craft distillers. This is a seed-to-spirits business. Jim Walter owns the farm where Whiskey Acres is located.
And so when we plant the seeds, we're already determining what we're going to put in a bottle.
It's a little odd to think of bourbon, rye, and vodka in the same way connoisseurs think of wine, but that shift in thinking is at the heart of the seed to spirits concept.
We can go outside and I can show you the field that we planted the corn on that's being used to make bourbon mash today. In a world where consumers want to know where their food comes from, how their food is produced, who makes their food, we think that's a corner that we can showcase. If we don't grow it here, we won't distill it here.
After a short tour of the distillery, Jim Walter and I jumped in a truck. Jim credits his son, Jamie, for the idea of making whiskey.
He came to me one morning and he said, "Dad, let's put in a distillery." And all my life, or much of my life, we had wanted to do something value added that led us to raising some specialty soybeans and try to add value to what we were doing and move up the food chain a little bit.
What did you think on that first morning when he said, "Let's open a distillery"?
I thought he's nuts. Just plain nuts.
Do you still think that from time to time?
Oh, no.
Jim turned off the two-lane blacktop, pulled directly into a field where we drove over the stubs of corn stalks that had already been harvested. In the distance, the immediately recognizable green and yellow of a John Deere combine was continuing the job. Wind-whipped dust and dry leaves of corn plants greeted us as we got out of the truck and walked across the field before climbing a ladder and into the cab.
This is my son, Jamie.
Come in, sit down.
You might want to dust your hand.
Jamie's seat is about 10 feet above ground. It's surrounded by glass and computer monitors. The machine nearly drives itself.
Does this view ever get old?
No, I really do enjoy the view. It's I call it my glass palace. We frequently refer to this as bringing in the whiskey harvest. While Napa Valley may be the king of grape production in the United States, DeKalb, Illinois is the Napa Valley of corn. We have some of the best soils and the best growing conditions for growing corn anywhere on earth.
And he thinks this new phase for the family farm will serve to protect its future.
A big reason that we started this on our family farm is to give the next generation an opportunity to farm here. Being 60 miles west of Chicago, we can make a higher value product on our farm and then more easily get it to a readily available market in the Chicagoland area. So I hope that this helps the next generation thrive here.
After a few passes through the corn, Jamie dropped me off back at his dad's truck and we took the quick drive back to the distillery where Nick explained the day I visited Whiskey Acres was a very special day.
And that we are making the first batch of bourbon from the 2017 corn crop. And it's very good. What we're making today is going to be going into 53-gallon barrels. And roughly, you can anticipate 3 to 5 years from now till we can be drinking it, which is a little bit of a test of our patience.
For Nick, Jim, and Jamie, the unique nature of what they're doing is never far from their mind. The Whiskey Acres story is almost as important as the corn and rye they harvest from the field.
If you have a good story and bad flavor, it's no good. But if you start with good product and then have something that people can relate to, something people can experience, it's immeasurably important. The back of our bottles say, "Great whiskey isn't made, it's grown."
I'm Brian O'Keefe.